Goodwill Goes Woke, joins top CEOs in pushing diversity, inclusion. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on November 23, 2021. Goodwill of Southwestern Pennsylvania reportedly fired an employee after he raised concerns with the company's diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, initiative. Timothy O'Malley, a 10-year employee of Goodwill, told the Federalist he was fired after speaking out against their implicit bias training. Implicit bias training is a key component of critical race theory, CRT, the woke agenda that has sparked a culture war and pushed Virginia Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin to victory earlier this month. O'Malley said these trainings took place in 3 to 4 hour sessions and were led by a racial equity trainer. They started pushing us to recruit employees to be part of it, O'Malley said of the training. Around the same time, O'Malley attended a safe space meeting meant for employees to ask questions. According to the Federalist, I think they just assumed that I'd be on board with this because I foster children of all races and sexualities, he said. But I started asking questions about equality of outcome and equality of opportunity, and I could tell that they weren't too thrilled with me about that. You are supposed to be able to offer your ideas. And so I suggested Thomas Sowell as an author to have some diversity of thought. And they told me that that's not really what the day committee is about, he added. However, it is not just the Goodwill of Southwestern Pennsylvania pushing this identity politics agenda. Goodwill Industries International has applied pressure on regional branches to promote DEI initiatives following the appointment of Dr. Saumita Ray Dickinson as Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Dickinson joined Goodwill Industries International in June 2021, primarily due to her writings about the racial microaggressions Black women face in the public sector work environment. Now, Goodwill International's website has a three-part series on microaggressions and the harm they cause. Goodwill is not the only American company pushing the leftist agenda onto its employees. Christopher Rufo, a prominent anti-CRT activist, published internal documents from Adam T. showing an affinity for CRT and anti-white racism. White America, if you want to know who's responsible for racism, look in the mirror, reads one of the Adam T. documents. Additionally, Delta CEO Ed Bastian parroted a Democrat Party talking points after Georgia passed their voter ID law in March. It's evident that the bill includes provisions that will make it harder for many underrepresented voters, particularly Black voters, to exercise their constitutional right to elect their representatives. That is wrong, Bastian said. Delta recently announced their unvaccinated employees must pay a $200 monthly fine until they take the vaccine. Further, Pulte Group, the nation's third-largest home construction company, launched a diversity board. The diversity board was commended by CEO Ryan Marshall, and it will institute conscious bias training, which is similar to implicit bias training. However, a Pulte Group employee told Big League Politics that the training is likely just a smokescreen while Black employees aren't actually seen or heard from in any real way that changes this company.